他的运气都很好。那福报最好的是什么？是谁？为什么？
So we wish good fortune on everyone. And what would be the best kind of fortune? Who is the one with the most amount of merit and blessings in the world?
你们知道佛是什么？福慧什么？两足尊或是圆满啊？
It would be the Buddha, of course. He's the one who has perfection in both merit as well as virtue.
这两足尊是有两个意思，就是都具足啊。另外那个足是脚，它是两只脚里面的动物里面最尊贵的。
So that phrase is the Buddha is perfect in two prongs or two legs, and it actually carries two meanings. One means merit and virtue. Another meaning also means he's the most noble among all of those that walks on two feet.
那福报最好的就是佛，就是他长相就是什么三十相庄严，然后每个人看到他都什么都生欢喜心。
So the Buddha indeed has the best merit and virtue, and his appearance-wise is perfect. Whoever that looks at him will immediately give rise to joy.
然后他是在人间的话就是什么国王啊，就是我们叫做王，就是什么他自在，想要做什么就做什么。
So had he not left home, he would have been a king in this world. And king means someone who has the power to do as he wishes.
另外他又是法王，法王就是我们就是以法自在，就是我想要怎么样的法，那我就能够让他，就想要就能够让他出现了。
He is also the Dharma King, which means that, again, he can manifest and call upon any sort of phenomenon as he wishes.
所以说我们在今年就是你最好就是能够把你的什么，把你最好的，你内心最好的，最好的潜能开发出来，就是开悟嘛。
So as a goal for this year, of course, it will be the best if we can reach in and uncover whatever potential we have and become enlightened.
那开悟有两层意思，马上开悟有两层意思，是你现在本来就在开悟的状态啊。那另外一个是什么？就是你有开悟的潜能，那把这个潜能发挥起来叫做马上悟。
So it actually carries two meanings. When we say to become enlightenment immediately, one is first, we are already enlightened. It's only the matter of uncovering it. The second one is to uncover this potential and become enlightened in this year.
你们可能不太相信你现在是在开悟的状态啊。
It's probably really hard for all of us to believe that we are already in the state of enlightenment at this very moment.
这是禅师讲的啊，就禅师看到每个人都是在开悟的状态啊。
But in the eyes of Chan masters, whoever that they encounter, they feel everybody is already in the state of enlightenment.
也就是说你现前这颗心啊，跟佛的心在任何时间点都完全一样啊。有时候我们做一个例子，比如说黄金啊，你是一个什么这个50公斤的啊，或是5吨的黄金，但是你拿来当马桶啊，把它作为马桶的用途啊。
In other words, the state of mind that we are in right now, the mind that we have is identical and no different than that of the Buddha, the state of enlightenment. There is an example that I often use. Our mind is just like gold, and we have 5 tons of gold in front of us, and it's really up to you to make whatever out of it. So some people will use that gold to make a toilet.But the essence of the gold remains the same.
就是你把它拿来当马桶，没什么用途，然后很穷啊、哦。那你要看到以后说你就非常富有，但是你说哪里啊？我很穷啊。
So you may be using this lump of gold to make a toilet, and while crying to everyone else, say, "Oh, I'm so poor. I'm poor. I don't have money." And people will be looking at you, saying, "You know, you have all this gold in front of you. What are you talking about?" So that is the kind of state we are in, where our mind is already enlightened, the same kind of mind, but we don't know about it.
因为你本来就，我们叫你本来就具足，那只是你不知道。所以我们经典会讲到说，你心中怀了一颗什么明珠，但是你不知道，所以很穷啊。
So there's also a saying that we are already carrying a bright pearl in our hand, but we don't know about it.
那有时候我们讲说，因为你被灰尘遮住啊，你是有黄金，但你被灰尘遮住，所以要把那个黄金什么，不是那个灰尘，把它什么躲开。我们就是要把这个什么无明躲开，所以我们叫躲开，有叫做开悟啊。
Another way to talk about it is that you have this lump of gold, but it's covered by ashes and dust. And so what we have to do is to dust away all these debris and ashes and uncover the gold.
所以这一个就两层意思，你要记住这不是我乱讲的哈，这是经，就是禅宗的经典啊，还有那一个我们这个一般的经典也是这么讲啊。
And so these are the two levels of meaning about enlightenment. And I'm not making this up. It's you can find this kind of evidence abundant in the sutras.
所以像禅宗会讲说什么，你不是因为修行而开悟，你本来就开悟。好，那但是师父讲说，你没有开悟哈，你不知道哈，这一个开悟不用修行，有没有听懂？这个没。
最后那段是你没有开悟还是你没有修行？
不是，你修行以后开悟哈，那开悟以后你发觉就是。开悟不是因为修行。
So, Shifu has said this before, that it really doesn't, you don't become enlightened through practice. But unless you become enlightened, you wouldn't know that it doesn't take practice to become enlightened.
这样有没有清楚？
Is that clear?
我没有绕口令哦。也就是说，什么叫道不用修，有没有？道不用修。
Another phrase that can capture this is the path cannot be cultivated. It's not, you don't reach the path by working at it.
也就是说如果你越修越远
The more you practice, the further away you are from the path.
也就是说我们因为有能所啊有能有主体跟客体，所以你就看不到那一个没有主客的那一个那个没有主客的那个没有能所那颗心就不会显现。
Because we're constantly operating with a dualistic mind of subject and object, because of that we fail to see the true mind, which is in essence has no subject and object.
所以一般我们说我要修，是不是有能所？你要用能所的心去修道，你是得到能所的什么结果？
So whenever you come up with the idea of no, I need to practice. When you think about that, then you're already operating with a dualistic mind of I, the subject, needing to practice the object.And by practicing this way, you will actually be going further and further away from the true mind.
所以真正的他们叫做无修之修。
So the real way of practicing is the practice of non-practice.
我们有听见跟我说什么？ 就是不做任何努力的努力。
So exerting your effort without exerting your effort.
Because effortless. Effort in effortless.
Effort in effortless.
这样要清楚，就是他们叫努力与不努力，就说你说不要做任何努力，但是你要很努力的做，不要做任何努力。
So we are aiming to be effortless, but you have to exert effort in becoming effortless.
那用道家的话叫做什么？就是我们这颗心是无为的，你要很努力的无为。
So in the language of Taoism, what you're trying to achieve is in non-doing, but you have to work really hard to achieve the state of no doing.
对啊，真的，所以我们放松也是一样啊，放松。我们有一些人会想说啊，放松，那个是放松，那个是什么？是有就是什么？有比较的比较性的放松，比如说啊，放松是有抓的，我抓紧，接下来我再抓什么松。那真正的放松是什么？紧也不抓，松也不抓，什么都不抓的松。
For instance, in meditation, oftentimes we practice relaxation. But for most people, the way they practice is first grasping onto the notion of tightness, constrictedness, and then letting that go and then turn around grasping onto the notion of relaxation. So in that state of relaxation, it's really relative. It's not true relaxation. The real kind of relaxation is to let go of all notions, not attaching to tightness, non-attaching to relaxation, not attaching to any phenomenon. That's called true relaxation.
好，我们要讲一下主题哦。
We have to get back to the topic now.
第二个就是马上成就，人人爱，但要靠马不停蹄啊。
The second phrase is everybody loves to achieve their goals immediately, but in order to do so, you have to work relentlessly.
也就是说，我们很多人就是希望就是什么，一下子就什么就开悟了哈，生病了以后最好是什么，给一个特效药，然后马上什么马上好了哈。那我比较喜欢吃中医啊，慢慢来，中药。
Many of us wishes to achieve our goals immediately. Just like when we're getting sick, oftentimes we hope that we can just pop a pill into our mouth and then we become 100% again. But I'm different. I tend to prefer Chinese herbal remedies. So it takes time to get rid of an illness that way.
如果你做什么事都成功，请问好不好玩？
If you can achieve whatever you desire, is there any fun in this?
要不要就是我
But would you wish that?
很多人希望，可是你真正让你就是什么，你要的东西就出现了，你要的什么，你朋友或者是美的人都出现了，你要怎么就怎么。好不好玩？不好玩的。
Many of you may think you want that, but when it really comes true, whatever you wish is manifests itself. The girl that you want, you get, everything is within your reach. In that situation, it's no longer fun, actually.
所以我们在修行也是一样哈，我们叫什么？为物什么大事为民如上考比啊？那大事以民又如上考比。
Similarly, when we are cultivating, there's a phrase saying, "Before you realize the great matter, it's as if you have lost your parents, as grievously as it is." Yet once you have obtained and understood, realized the great matter.The situation remains the same. It's as if you have just lost your parents.
这个考比是靠北哈。
法师is playing a pun in Chinese and Taiwanese, and I can't translate it.
完整英文就不好笑了、啊。那也就是说，开悟以后哈，其实你要走的路还非常多，所以还是要什么？就是开悟之前要非常的什么精进，开悟以后又要什么？要更精进，他们叫什么？悟后事更多。
So what that phrase is really is talking about, having the sense of as grave as losing your parents, is that actually after you have reached enlightenment, you will realize there's a lot more things that you have to do. The work has just begun. It doesn't stop there. And that's why you feel the burden of shouldering even more responsibility after enlightenment.
那开悟很重要的就是什么？要有正确的知见哈。一个是开悟，你体验到了，就悟是什么一回事？就是你有正知见。那未悟的时候，你就是要我们叫做什么？瞎子要借什么？借明眼人的什么？眼睛，我们那叫知见，相当于 GPS 啊。
So to become enlightened and to reach the state of enlightenment, we need to have right understanding, right views, and so to become enlightened is to obtain this right view. And how about for those of us who is not enlightened yet, that we need to rely on great teachers and masters, those with proper right understandings and views to show us the way.
那我们刚才讲说是正知见，我们说我们现前每个人都是在悟的状态啊，也就是你的心是在悟的状态。那但是有没有感觉？有没有感觉悟到了
？In another word, our mind, had I just said previously that we are already in the state of enlightenment. The mind is in the state of enlightenment, but we are really not aware of it.
我讲说心中的妈妈不是妈妈，很多人可能听了一点还听不太懂啊。
Going back to the old example, the mother in our mind is not the real mom. We have been circling around this over and over for the past few years, and some of you may still feel quite baffled about it.
你认为心中的妈妈不是妈妈，你认为你懂了哈，请举手。你认为你懂了，没关系，你认为你这个东西你懂了，你认为你懂了，请举手。
So raise your hand if you think you have already understood that example.
没关系哦，不一定跟我的人来说，你认为现在都不懂啊。
Please raise your hand if you think that you understood that example already. That's okay.
哦，那么少啊，哦。
So few?
因为你把心中的妈妈当成妈妈，那相当于就是你家有黄金，做成马桶，你不知道。
Because we mistakenly view the mother in our mind as our real mom, what we're doing is exactly like using that lump of gold to fashion it into the shape of a toilet.
这一个你不懂啊，那你就是你的黄金就拿来做什么？做很不值钱的用途啊。
Not understanding this example means that you are actually using your precious gold and make it into something quite worthless.
好，我讲一下好了，因为这个你懂会对你非常有用哈、哦。因为昨天有一个菩萨，他老是担心什么，就是担心未来会发生什么事，就是变成忧郁症啊。那他有一个啊，有一个朋友在温哥华，听我演讲讲那个心中的妈妈不是妈妈，说他看了他也觉得蛮不错的哈、啊，所以昨天来找我啊。
So let me go over this example one more time because it can really be helpful to you, in your daily life. Actually, yesterday someone came to visit me, and this person is constantly worrying about what would happen in the future. And because of this excessive worrying, this person ended up getting depression. And the person that I talked to actually has a friend in Vancouver who attended my lecture and heard about this example and found it to be very useful. And after sharing the example to his friend, the person that came to see me, that person found it to be helpful to her situation.
他就是一直担心未来，结果他发觉担心的事从来什么没有发生。他也知道，可是就是担心，然后去吃药，他不想吃药了啊。那我告诉他，我说你要担心的事，你就什么，我就愿意。那我就举我的例子，我说，我以之前也常常从二楼走下来哈，那我就会浮现一个什么，我跌到滚到下面那个画面了。那怎么样？那你就会紧张啊。那我现在的策略就是什么，滚下去就滚下去，他现在就不出来了。
So what he told me is that he worries so much about the future, but whatever he worries tend not to happen anyway, but he still can't help himself from the worrying. And because of all these anxiety that he has to take medication, and he doesn't want to take medication anymore, so he's seeking ways to resolve it. And this worrying about what might happen in the future, I actually share my example with him that it's a very simple example. From the second floor walking down to the first floor, there's this very rather steep stairway. And every time I come down, I worry that I might trip and fall down to the first floor. And so realizing that I have this unreasonable worries, that I decided to make peace with myself and say, okay, if I fall, I fall. So what? And once I'm able to think that way, then my my worries about falling actually disappeared.
我告诉他说，你会发生的事情哦，就是说未来会你担心的事情会发生，或是不会发生，你是什么？你可以事先预防，可是没有保证，因为你可以早一点的可能是其中的十分之一而已，其他有九项因素，有很多因素是外面在决定，你没有办法防止。但是呢，我选择甘愿跟担心，这个肯定你是可以做主的。
So what I told him is, whatever you are worrying about, there may be some ways of preventing it, but whatever you are able to do to prevent it,It's only one small piece of the puzzle. You don't have full control. At most, maybe 10% of the control. But everything else, all the other conditions are already in motion. So it's actually kind of out of your control. But what is within your control is your willingness to accept the consequences. So if you are able to accept whatever that will come your way and not feel bitter about it, then you are actually in control of your own mind already.
就相当于就是说，你是没有，就未来发生，就是你就是说到财务的损失嘛，或是可能身体的病痛或怎么样，对不对？你没有受到了，可是你担忧所产生的身心绷紧了，那已经在什么，在受苦了。你可能这样的话，就是要付出什么，付出很多的医药费。
So whatever you are worrying about, perhaps the loss of monetary loss in the future or the losing your health, deteriorating health, those things, you may not experience it then. But whatever stress that you have while worrying about it at this very moment, you are actually suffering from them already. So it's already incurring medical costs at this very moment due to all the stress that you have aboutFrom your worrying.
好，我们讲到心中的妈妈哈。心中的妈妈为什么不是妈妈呢？因为上一次有一次我就跟今天那个妹也来了啊。妹的同修有一次我就问说，镜子的那个像是不是你？她说是。 那我说我打他一拳跟打你一拳有什么不同？我说啊，对，那不是。
So let's get back to the example of the mother. And your mind is not your mother. So one of the volunteers, her husband came one day, and we talked about this example. And I asked him, "Your reflection in the mirror, is that you?" And he actually said, "Yes, that's me." And I asked him, "Well, if I punch the image in the mirror versus punching you in the face, is there any difference?" And then suddenly he realized and said, "Oh, no, they are different indeed."
同样的相片，镜子的影像，如果是你的话，对不对？那我拿一样，就拿一枪，或是拿火烧，哪个会被烧死？哪个会被打死？
So similarly, photograph, just like the image in the mirror, those are not real you. If I take a gun at it, or if I scratch it, rumple it up, nothing's going to happen to you, the person.
啊，再问问你，你们照镜子的时候，看相片的时候，会不会觉得那个是你？不会的人请举手。
Yet at the same time. When you're looking at the mirror or looking at a photo of yourself, you still feel it's you, right? Is there any of you here that actually have the clarity to realize it's not you?
好啊，那你们书多了，我有一次问那个谁，我们就是顾应贤啊，他那时候九岁还几岁，我就问他说，这是你是不是你？不是。这念头是不是你？不是。人家九岁就知道了呢，你们现在还不知道。
Well, in that case, you guys are far behind. There was a little kid that I once asked him, "Is this body you?" And the kid actually said, "Nope." "How about your thought? Is that you?" "Nope." And he was only 9 years old at that time. So you're really behind a 9 year old.
所以现在只是一天呢、啊，那你来试的时候，现在这一次可能不见得有希望了。
So listen up, listen carefully now. Maybe by next life you will have more hope.
啊，那我现在就是在用另外一种方式讲哦，可能你会更了解啊、哦。我就用相片来讲呢，相片你或是那一个镜子的影像，或是包括那一个什么你的电脑那个影像啊、哦，我想就拿镜子的好了啊，不是拿那个相片就好了啊。如果相片是你，对不对？那我对着相片跟好，现在这样子啦哈、啊，这边我跟假设这边荧幕也有一个人哈、啊，也有我的一个影像哈、啊。那请问你们看我还是看他？如果太远的话，看他了。
So, similar example, if my image right now is projected onto the screen, which one are you going to look at? Most of you closer to the front will look at the real person. Maybe the ones in the farther back will look at the screen, right? But which is the real me?
如果你听得很不爽，你要丢鸡蛋，丢我还是丢那个？
If you really dislike the talk and decide to throw some rotten eggs at me, which one are you going to throw at, the screen or the person?
肯定是我嘛，丢那个，你们丢100次都没关系，对不对？还有就是说你啊。
So you will be throwing the eggs at me, right? My actual physical body instead of the screen. By throwing at the screen, it will be futile.
那如果你听不懂，你是问他还是问我
？And if you have a question, who do you raise the question to? To me or the person, the image on the screen?
那等一下你们要供养的时候，供养那一个还是供养这一个？
And later on, if you want to make an offering, do you make an offering to me or to the image on the screen?
所以，就是影像的那个影像啊，跟我这个实体的有在可以100万种的差别，100万这个不同的差别。
So the image on the screen, comparing that to my actual physical body, there may be millions of differences.
你看我本尊，我会看你。他会不会理你？他不理你的。
So when you look at me, the actual person here, I can look back at you. But if you look at the image on the screen, the image cannot look back at you, right?
你跟我讲话，我会听到。他会不会听到？不会听到。
When you're talking to me, I will hear you. But when you talk to the person on the image on the screen, the image won't answer you.
你换一个屁，我会觉得很臭，他不会觉得很臭。
If you pass gas in front of me, I will feel that it doesn't smell so great, but the image on the screen won't.
那我，你拿东西，我可以吃，他不会吃。
If you give me food, I will eat it, but the image on the screen won't.
你问，问说一加二等于多少？你问我，我会回答，他怎么不会回答。
If you ask me how much is 1 plus 2, I can answer, the image won't.
也就是说，我们活法讲说，我们的心可以什么？可以看，可以听，可以闻，可以想，还可以移动。那这个完全没有那种功能，结果你把它当成自己，很奇怪的。
So the mind has the power to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, to feel, and to move, to think. Versus the image on the screen doesn't have any of those functions. Yet, we still erroneously take that image as the real person. This is very strange, don't you think?
比如说你想到你的朋友，如果是你的朋友的话，就直接找他约会就好了，不用再打电话给那个真人啊，是不是？
So if you're missing your girlfriend, if that's a real person, then there's no need for you to pick up the phone and call the actual person, right?
你心中的妈妈或是心中的女朋友，心中的什么人是你平常透过眼睛耳朵录音然后再什么重播的一个什么一个影像啊，怎么可能是人？
So the mother, the girlfriend in your mind are merely images, snapshots of the actual person that you recorded through your eyes, through your mind, from past interactions. It's only a record, a reflection of the real person. It's not real.
这样很辛苦的讲，可以听懂吧？
It takes me a lot of energy to walk through the logic with you. Do you understand?
这你懂了以后会非常有帮助。为什么？我们太多时间跟什么跟记忆的东西互动了。
If you really understand this concept, then it will be really, really helpful to you, because we spend way too much time interacting with all the images in our mind, from our memories.
会不会有没有今天跟你在那个记忆中的人事物互动？会不会？
Do you do that? Constantly interacting with the people or events that you have recorded from the past in your mind.
但是你懂有没有用？不见得有用。
Well, even if you understand it intellectually, whether it will be helpful remains a question.
因为我们的什么，我们记忆的影像糊出来的时候，它不是一个影像糊出来，它是夹杂的一系列的什么的那一个就联系记，就是说你可能发生的事情，那个影像、感觉、想法都在那个里面，就涌出来。
But sometimes it's difficult to tease it apart, because oftentimes when an image surfaces in our mind, it doesn't surface by itself. It's already connected with a bunch of memories. The smell of the moment, the feel of the moment, it's connected with all sorts of other memories that you have related to the event.
所以你第一步知道那个影像是不是啊？第二个还必须要知道你的感觉，你会浮出某种感觉，还有浮出某种想法，那这个是不是你？不是。
So the first step is to know and identify that the image that came up from your mind is not the real person or the real thing. Second, to know that whatever thought that you have about that image or feelings you have, those are not real either.
那身体的感觉，说不是你，可能就有点难。
Well, it's your feeling, but it may be a little bit more difficult to understand that your feeling is not the same as you.
不过我现在尝试讲，看你能不能懂。
Let me give it a try, though. Let's see if you can understand it.
想法对不对哈？你现在听了以后，可能听得哎，讲得很有道理，然后就舒服的感觉出来了，对不对？那听得啊，在讲什么， 就不舒服，这个感觉舒服的感觉可能不是那么单纯，可是我们大分类把它分成舒服跟不舒服。
So, as you are listening to this talk right now, if you feel you can comprehend it, then you may feel good about it, feel at ease and comfortable. Or if it's really hard to put your hand around it, put your finger on it, you may experience difficulty, struggle with comprehension, and feel uncomfortable, perplexed about it. Of course, these are just very broad categories of feeling comfortable and feeling uncomfortable. But let's just use these as basis for our analysis for the moment.
那舒服的感觉浮起来，这个一个现象，我们感觉到了，可它会不会消失？会消失。你就是说，哈，我热了一天，总是过了以后，它为什么会不见？
So this feeling, this good feeling, feeling good, feeling happy, joyful upon understanding what I'm saying, it's a feeling. Would it disappear eventually? Yes, it will. It may be momentarily, or it could last a whole day, but eventually this feeling good kind of feeling will disappear.
那这部分可能要用英语的，用英语来解释会比较容易，我不是讲英语，我是怎么讲中文的。就是这一个感觉是你被你感知的东西，对不对？被你感知的，那有一个主体能感知的，一个是它是客体被感知的，被感知的这一些感觉的现象起来会消失，可是能感知的这一个并不会消失，对不对？
So your emotions, the good feeling or the bad feelings, they are a phenomenon. They are an object of your awareness, your perception. So they are the objects of being perceived. There's also the subject that has the ability to be aware. The phenomenons come and go, yet the subject that has the ability to be aware doesn't come and go, and it is pretty permanent.
这个很重要啊，这个是很活啊，很关键的东西啊。我们叫做无常啊，你感觉起来消失，起来消失，对不对？那如果你的心跟着消失，那你就什么？你有没有一下活着，一下死？有没有？没有啊。
This is a very important concept in Buddhism. When we talk about impermanence, that's referring to the phenomenon. The phenomenons come and go, appears, disappears. Yet the mind that has the ability to be aware, to perceive, it doesn't come and go, because had it been impermanent as well, coming and going, then it will be like you die one moment and then become alive the next moment. But that's not the case. You stay alive. So the mind doesn't disappear.
那这个很难的关系是因为我们的感觉一直什么都有，它变化，但是它跟我们的心是分不开的，但是它消失，我们这个心并没有消失。
This concept may be difficult to understand is because we are constantly having different sort of feelings. The feelings changes, mutates, takes on different forms, but we have feelings all the time. The feelings is an object, phenomenon, that's different from the mind, but because they're so similar, it's hard to separate the two. But you have to at least understand the feelings comes and go, they are objects of awareness, and the mind has the ability to be aware itself, it doesn't come and go.
那这一部分就是我们讲说舒服的感受、不舒服的感受，还有一个是中性的，就是不是舒服，也不是我们叫中性的感受。那这一个三种感受基本上可以讲说跟身体有关系，跟心有关系。那这三个感受完全没有，有没有可能完全没有？有些人讲的不可能，好，没关系，你看。
So broadly speaking, we have good feelings, bad feelings, and neutral feelings. These three types of feelings are related to the mind as well as to the physical body. Is it ever possible that we have no feelings whatsoever?
不是不可能，是很不容易。
Actually, it's not impossible to have no feelings at all, but it's not easy to attain that.
我请问你哈，请问大家哈，就是人死了以后还有没有身体的感受？
So once a person has passed away, do they still have the sensations of the body?
就是我还很舒服，不舒服，有没有？也没有死过嘛。
Are they going to still say, oh, I have aches and pains here and there, I feel good? No, right? Or perhaps it's hard to speculate because we've never died before in this life.
你当你死了以后，你尸体在那边的话，尸体你是没有感觉的人。
So once a person has passed away, the corpse just lay there and the corpse itself doesn't have feelings or sensations anymore.
当然可能你就把尸体当成你。我记得有一次，我们有一个人，就是他尸体被烧掉了，他很生气呢。他说：“给我烧掉了啦。”然后就是烧掉以后，我们的骨灰要把它什么拿去晃嘛。他说：“这骨灰给我晃了，以后就不再来看我了。”
So I remember there was once this person. After this person passed away, they cremated her corpse, and she was really mad. And so she was saying, "They burned my body. They cremated my body." And then after that, they collected all the ashes and put it in the urn and put it in the place where they can store it properly. And then she got even madder and complaining that, "Oh, once they put me away, they're not going to come and see me anymore."
And 跟他讲说，把我烧掉了，那不再看我了。
So the person, you know, listen to this carefully. She was saying they burned me, and they're not going to come to visit me anymore. It's me, 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 making the connection between the body and the self identity.
他没有讲说把我的身体烧掉了，那不再看我的骨灰哦。他不是这样讲，说不再看我了。
So that person, the complaint was they burned me.They're not going to come visit me. Instead of saying they burn my body and not coming to visit my ashes, so she linked the two. Those two are equated in her mind, where body and the self is the same thing.
他因为跑掉了，我现在就在问他，如果他还在的话，问他说：“那你会不会觉得身体会不会痛，会不舒服？现在可以问问看他。
”Oh, so.This person who passed away, the spirit, had gone somewhere, I don't know. But if this person is still here, I might ask her, so how do you feel now? Do you still feel the body? Do you still feel the pains?
我们长华法师也在现场那时候。
长华法师 was also with me at the moment, at that time.
那个我就问他说，你现在，因为那个人是看不见的，已经被烧掉那个人，他在走来走去的啦。那我就问他说，那你现在走来走去这个是谁？
So that spirit who doesn't have a body anymore, at that time when she came to visit, she was pacing back and forth in front of me. And so I asked the person, so where are you? Who, what is pacing back and forth? Is this you?
所以说，在我们今天也是这么讲哈，就是说你的感受哈，你的当我尤其是像我们身体，像我们在打坐，身体不见的时候，是不是还活着？有活着啊！你晚上睡觉，你身体也不见了啦。
So that might help you tease apart the difference between sensations of the body. When we're meditating, sometimes you can reach a state where you no longer feel the body. Similarly, when we're sleeping, we don't sense our physical body anymore. But does that mean that you have passed away? Are you still there?
你们晚上在睡觉的时候，你是感觉舒服的吗？还是不舒服的吗？还是没有？还是根本就不知道
？When you're sleeping at night, how do you feel? Do you feel that your body is comfortable, uncomfortable, or are you totally not aware of it anymore?
再讲，应该是这三个通没有的，乐受、苦受、不苦不乐受，全部没有的。
So, in the usual sense, usually people neither feel pleasure nor displeasure or discomfort, and they also don't have neutral feelings anymore when they fall asleep.
所以这一个我讲这个部分就是说你那个感受起来消失，当你的感受全部没有以后，他们叫做无所受而受诸受。
So these bodily sensations comes and goes. When you reach a state where there's no sensations whatsoever, then you reach the state of there's no object of sensation, yet you perceive all objects. You perceive everything.
原理是比如说你听到我讲话，声音是听到了，可是什么？没有连接什么乐受苦受，不苦不乐受。
In other words, you can be listening to the talk right now, but not making further connection to feeling good, feeling bad, or the neutral feelings.
因为大家现在还有生理的感觉，假如你现在没有身体的感觉，可不可以听到我的声音？是可以的，可是也没有连接身体的感受，因为没有身体了啊，所以你那时候是什么？无所受，那而去感受到一些现象。
So if you no longer have the bodily sensations, you still have the ability to hear me, but you will no longer connect it to bodily sensations. So that's a state where there's nothing physical, at least, for you to perceive, yet you have the ability to perceive everything.
好，那个感觉，现在这样讲的，以后你有感觉，你有什么感觉？你最好是讲说我有一个什么感觉，至少是什么我跟两个感觉是什么不一样的东西，别讲说我气死的，气死就是我啊。
So now if you understand all that we have been talking about, the logic of things, where those are merely mental phenomena, next time when you have a feeling, then you can say, I have a feeling of happiness or I have a feeling of anger. At least you can make a distinction between the feeling versus the self, instead of saying, God, I'm so mad. In that case, then you are conflating the two again.
下次你生气的时候，你这么想，我有一个气死的感觉，但是我知道那个气死的感觉不是我。
Next time when you get really angry, then at least try this. Say, I have this feeling of such strong anger. So being identified as a separate feeling and not mixing that with the self. So give it a try next time.
这不是讲让你们笑笑哦，这个很有用哦。为什么？去看清楚我心中浮出一个什么一个现象，但是我知道那个我不是那个现象。
So I'm not just joking around and trying to be cheeky and say funny things. This is actually very, very useful in daily life to be able to identify and separate between phenomena and the self, to know that this is merely a phenomenon that surfaces in my mind and it's not the self.
你如果能够这样子的话，那以后就是什么？你看到一件事物，然后就什么？就产生一个感觉，那你就知道，我是把感觉当成我。
This is very useful. So in the future, when you see something and then you feel about, you have some feelings about it, you will know that it's just a feeling. You're not mixing the two, mixing the feeling with the self.
还有就是，你看到一个对象，是你看到一个人，还是看到一个像？
And then extending this, when you see a person, are you seeing a phenomenon, an image of that person, or are you really seeing the real person?
好，这里面有几个问题，你这个可以用的话，会跟我跟这个我们叫正见哈，拉玛斯正见会很有关系啊。你看到一个色相，然后你心中又浮出一个舒服的感觉或不舒服的感觉。这都是你看到了，对不对？你看到色相，然后你感知到一个舒服的感觉，这两个有没有关系？
This is all related to having right understanding, right views. So it's still tied together with today's talk. So when you see a person, you see an image, and immediately you give rise to a feeling of happy, feeling good about it. Are these all phenomenons of your perceptions? Are the two related or separate?
所以下次你可以就可以这样子，我看到一个色相，然后我一个不舒服的感觉，然后这个色相跟不舒服的感觉没关系。
So next time, give it a try, experiment with it. When you see a person, and then you have the feeling of dislike, discomfort, try to separate the two. There's no relationship whatsoever between the image that you see and your feeling. Those are two separate things, separate phenomenon.
我们这个佛法有一个叫做什么？法法不相知。
There is a saying in Buddha Dharma that all phenomenons, they are not aware of each other.
这怎么讲呢？我有一个舒服的感觉，这个舒服的感觉能不能感知某一个人的色相？
How do you explain this? So when you have a pleasant feeling, can this feeling itself as a phenomenon be aware of another phenomenon, the image of that person?
不行啊，还有你所看到的这个人，我们叫这个色相，这个色相有没有办法感觉你的感觉？他没有办法知道感觉。
Similarly, vice versa, when you see the image that you perceive as a phenomenon, can it become aware of your sensation, your feelings? No.
所以以后你要把你的什么，你的这个黄金开花出来，你要开悟的话，你要这样想，否则的话，你永远觉得就我什么？我很坎坷，不是你有坎坷的想法，不是你很坎坷。
So if you want to uncover that true gold in your mind and become enlightenment, then you have to start practicing that way. Whenever you have feelings, instead of saying, "Oh, my life is terrible," I feel my life is miserable. You should instead think, "I now give rise to the feeling of misery."
同样，你被抛弃了，你不要想说。我被抛弃了，是我有一个抛弃的想法，有一个抛弃的感觉，但那个不是我，那是被我感知的对象。
Similarly, if someone broke up with you, instead of saying, "Oh, my girlfriend broke up with me," you should say, "Well, now I have the thought of being, you know, been breaking up with my loved ones, and now I feel miserable because of this." But these are all phenomenons that's being aware by my mind.
是被甩掉的时候，是不是把被甩掉的感觉、被甩掉的想法当成我？是不是这样子？
So usually when a person is dumped by boyfriend or girlfriend, don't you conflate the two and tend to think that I have been dumped?
下次你就用这种无我的哈、无我的的方法去开示那一些人，听得懂以后就全部解决了。
So next time you should try to use this method of no self and explain it to those people who have been dumped.
那开始别人，要不要开始自己？
Well, while giving other people talks and teaching them about the principles, do you have to teach yourself and practice the same way too?
因为大家都有一颗这样很棒的黄金，但是你就是用这种方式，我们就是什么，就颠倒什么梦想，所以你就什么。一直死在这种死在自己的想法，死在自己的感觉里面去了。
So we all have this lump of true gold in our mind. Our mind is just like gold, but we are constantly entangled in these thoughts, and it will strangle us to death.
如果这个能够变成你的知见，然后你每个当下都能够看清。那这样的每个当下都能看见这个叫正精进，然后每个当下都跟这个知见相应，叫正见。那我今天因为今天时间不多，所以我讲这两个重点，一个是什么？就正精进配合什么正见？你每个当下都跟这个知见相应，叫正精进。那每个当下都不会什么？不会把这些什么想法看法 当成我，那叫正知见。
So, because we don't have a lot of time today, that's the focus of today's talk, to have right understanding as well as exerting right effort. And what it means to exert the right effort is to constantly being mulling over these concepts and whatever you experience you, in your dealing with all issues, then you correspond to this understanding. That's called exerting the right effort.
那个就是开悟的人，他们是每个当下都跟这个知见相应，所以就他又正精进，又是什么正见，然后又帮助别人什么有正知见、正精进，那叫慈悲，帮助别人，全部人都帮助了，叫做福什么福德什么圆满。
So for those people that who have become enlightened and in their practice, at every moment they are corresponding with this right understanding, not mixing the mind and phenomenons. And at the same time, not only do they themselves exhibit correct understanding and right effort, they're also helping other people, alleviating them from sufferings and sharing this understanding with them. So if you're when one is able to reach everyone, then that is called perfection in both understanding and effort.
应该是每个人就是什么，你们会不会觉得你坐在这边听听讲
？So, having said that, do you feel that you are sitting here right now listening to this talk?
你不会感觉有什么不对，对不对
？So it's very natural to feel that way. You don't feel nothing of it, right?
就是你认为你从你家来，对不对
？And again, you would think, oh yeah, I came from my home, and now I'm sitting here listening to the talk.
你会觉得华师讲得很好，华师在胡说八道，对不对
？And you may be giving thoughts of, oh yeah, the talk is wonderful, or 法师 is just saying gibberish. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
那全部都错误。
Having such thoughts, these are all erroneous.
你没有来，也没有在听。
You didn't come. You are not listening to anything.
但你不要这样讲，这样讲会被人家当神经病。
But while knowing that, don't say it out loud, because then people will think that you're a psycho.
那教各位一个比较正确的讲法啊，就是你是听而不听。来而不来。
So instead of saying that nothing is being heard or there's no person, a better way of capturing this could be you're listening while not listening. You are here yet not here.
就是你的身体早上是在家里面，现在出现在什么，在我们的道场，那按照世俗法叫做来，可是你的心，其实你的心，你的心是永远是什么？像一面镜子嘛。你这个镜子的这一个出现一个房屋，出现一个道场，镜子没来没去的。
So the usual ordinary way of talking about this is because your physical body was at home earlier this morning and now it's here at the temple, then.The usual way to describe the event will be, I came from home. But your mind, your real, true mind actually doesn't go anywhere. It's there the whole time. It's just like a perfect mirror reflecting everything. There's no coming and going of the mind.
然后你在这边，我讲话的声音是被你感知的对象，你身体是被你感知的对象，你的想法是被你感知的对象，旁边的人是你感知的对象，全部都是什么？你被你感知的对象，还有一个能感知的心而已，怎么可以把被感知的对象当成你？
Similarly, me sitting here, my voice is an object of your perception. Your body is an object of your perception or awareness. And so all these phenomena are merely object phenomena that's being perceived and aware by your mind. So these are all phenomena. How can you equate the two, the phenomena and your own mind? Those two are different.
所以如果 你懂了这个原则，你就是你的心就像面镜子，镜子里面有不同的对象在镜子里面一直什么出现，可是你镜子是什么？是一直是感知的。那你但是我们一旦会把我们会把其中的现象当成我，那你就什么？你的镜子就不见了。
So if you understand this principle, then you can think of it this way. The mind is just like a great mirror, and whatever phenomena, those are all images, phenomena that's coming up in the mirror. They're all part of this mirror. But what we tend to do is we take part of the phenomena that's in the mirror and we attach it. We mistakenly think it's a self.
其实镜子并没有不见，是你镜子能感知整体的整体的现象，突然间变成你镜子只是感知你的身体而已。其实你也不会感知你的身体，是你以身体为中心去感知外面这样子。
So the mirror, this great mirror has never disappeared. It's always there. Except, what happens when we're in this state of confusion is, instead of being aware of everything equally, we take a section, a small portion of that, such as our physical sensations as the self, so we lose the ability to perceive and aware of everything in its totality, and instead we just use the body as a vantage point and operate from this very limited scope.
所以你可以在比如说你这个时间点你用刚才那个理论啊，这边全部的色相都是我感知的对象，那这些声音包括你讲话的声音我讲话的声音任何人的声音都是我感知的对象，味道也是一样，还有你的身体的感觉也是你感知的对象，还有你的想法也是你感知的对象，那你可能跑到身体来了，那你可以问问看那能感知的那一颗心在哪里。
So understanding this, you have to develop the understanding that the physical sensationsWhatever I see, smell, hear, and even my own thoughts, these are all objects of my awareness. They are phenomena. They are not the mind itself. So let's take the body as an example. When you have certain sensations, you can ask yourself, what is it that's being aware?
那你用这种方式啊，就是你在任何时间都可以用这种方式，就是，感知的心跟感知的对象，你就问感知的心在哪里？那对我们来讲呢，就是你可以无所不知的心，结果你是无，你这个心的焦点都放在你感知的感觉，你自己的感觉，还有。别人的什么不是你的感觉还有什么你的想法，那么把它关掉。
So we should try to practice this way. At all times, ask ourselves, where is the mind that has the ability to be aware? So the mind has the ability to be aware of everything in its totality, but we conflate what's being perceived, the phenomenon and the mind, and think the two are the same. So,practice by asking yourself, where's the mind?
也就是说你的心可以无所不知的，现在变成你的心只知道你的念头，你的想法，还有你的心认为念头是你，认为感觉是你，那跟人家是什么，他呢完全知道，没有特别去就是把身体当成自己。
So the mind actually has the ability to know everything. But what we are doing now is we take our feelings or our thoughts as a self. So that's drastically different than those people who has the ability to know everything and not attached to one phenomenon in particular.
所以我们讲说你的心去注意这自己，特别去注意自己跟注意整个无限的空间， 这个心有没有变直？
So how about the mind? Is there any qualitative difference in that mind when you are just focused on your own feelings and thoughts versus being aware of everything in totality? Is there any difference in quality?
这没有消失的，就是说你那个心无穷尽的功能，只有你拿来什么去注意身体，等于是一块一吨的黄金拿来当马桶了。
So the mind stays the same. There's really no difference when you use it for a very limited function versus using it and exploring all its different functions. There's no difference between the two, except when you focus on little things or just a few things, you're using your gold and make it into a toilet.
所以听懂了，但是呢，你还是会什么？还是会继续的，因为后面有叫骑马找马。
So now, even if you have understood all these intellectually, because of habitual tendencies, we tend to continue to operate the old ways. So similar to the phrase that you are riding a horse, but you're still looking for a horse.
就是说，你骑着马在找马啊。会找得到吗？
So if you are riding the horse, yet still looking for the horse, will you be able to find the horse?
昨天有一个菩萨就问我说：“你讲的很对耶，可是我的心在哪里呀？我还没有到啊，在哪里呀？”
So just like one of the someone had asked me before that, I think everything you're saying is quite right, sounds good, but I'm not there yet. Where is my mind? So that person is.Looking for her or his mind externally.
我现在讲那个就是你呀、啊，哪里呀、啊？我怎么没有看到啊
？So I was telling that person, it's you at this very 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 at this very point in time, and yet the person still doesn't understand and ask me where am I?
也就是说，我们平常一直在什么？再去感知这个，感知那个，感知那一个，我们有时候叫抓，我们就抓相的习惯，佛法叫做攀岩的习惯，已经太什么，已经太练得太熟悉了、啊、
So we have been experts in grasping onto phenomenons. Everything that we perceive, the thoughts, feelings, or images, those are all phenomenons we perceive, but we're so good at grasping onto them, and that has formed a momentum. It's our habitual pattern.
所以我们讲说什么？要不做任何努力的努力，有吗？
And that's why we keep saying that we have to exert effort in effortless.
那比较具体一点呢，就是我们就是什么，不处事而知，不对言而造。
So to be a little bit more concrete is, without grasping onto any matters or phenomena, we still have the ability to be aware and to reflect.
那你今天觉得好像有点帮助，我们下个礼拜会针对这个主题再讲哦。下个礼拜我们叫什么，话头莫造以奢因缘啊。
So if you feel that you may have tasted something or from today's talk or that it sounds pretty interesting, maybe helpful, then we're going to continue this discussion next week where we're going to talk about 话头 and silent illumination and the 12 dependent origination.
那我们有一计划叫什么、哎、就是不处事而知相当于你不要有对象，我们叫做对。
So, not contacting any phenomenon, yet still have the ability to be aware. That's called not be in a position with any objects or phenomenon.
也就是说，你把一个东西当成对象，叫做对。
So when you feel that there's an object of your awareness, you're already in a state of duality, opposition.
所以你不要讲说那个人老是跟我作对，是你老是跟他作对。
So don't keep saying that person is bothering me all the time, being my enemy. No, it's not. It's the other way around. You're the one that's opposing to that person.
所以我们的那个禅宗的术语已经是什么融入到我们的生活，可是我们都不知道它那么好用。
So a lot of these phrases that we use in daily conversations are actually originated from Chan talks, and it has merged with our daily language, and not realizing that it's actually very useful as a lens to look at ourselves.
所以以后你就是什么，不要跟人作对，也不要跟你的念头作对，也不要跟你的感觉作对。
So in the future, try to practice not opposing to anyone, not opposing to any people, not opposing to your own mind, and not opposing to your own thoughts.
这样是不是很容易记得？因为做对就是我们的名称嘛，我们的名词嘛。
So is it easier to remember this way because of this common phrase in Chinese?
所以这个可以好好用哦。你这个用了以后，来生再问你的时候，这个身体是不是你说不是？
So exert effort and practice thinking, mull over this and practice honing your right views. And by doing this, so maybe next life when you are still a wee baby, and people ask you, is this your body? You will be able to have the correct answer and saying, no, it's not my body.
但这里面有一个关键点就是什么，有很多就是你会把这个什么把感觉当成你，把念头当成你，有一个很关键的是，你把已经消失的东西认为它还存在。
While you try to think this way, there's actually a pivotal point that you need to get a hang of. The reason why we mistakenly think a thought is the self, a feeling is the self, is because we grasp onto a phenomenon that has already passed.
譬如说你有一个生气的想法浮出来了，你看到了以后，你接下来说这个家伙怎么办，请问刚才那个念头是不是消失了？但是你觉得它消失了吗？
So, let me give you an example. You may have a feeling of anger, and then the next thought is of a guy. And then, you know, what do I do with this guy? By the time you give rise to the thought of this person, your anger, the feeling of anger, actually has faded away already. It's a previous thought. But do we notice? Do we really realize that those are two separate thoughts? No, we don't. We link the two together.
也就是说这个很重要，就是说我们是把已经一个已经消失的东西你认为它还存在，所以你会不断的跟它什么互动。
And this concept is very important, is we're not good at letting go. So whatever has already passed, this angry feeling or the thought of the personWhen you, once you have a second thought, that first thought is already gone, but we don't realize it, and we constantly still interact with earlier thoughts.
所以你们今天这边有今天讲了蛮多东西了，这个礼物宝不宝贵？
I actually have given you many, many important concepts today. Is this gift actually important and precious?
这个你都懂了以后，能够真的能够把你的什么打开你的什么心中的什么宝藏。
These are actually very important concepts in practice, and once you are able to understand them and practice them, you will be able to uncover the treasure and discover the treasure in your mind.
但是打开要你自己去打开，不是拜一拜就打开了。
But it would depend on you yourself to open this treasure. It's not through making prostrations or making prayers to the Buddha.
也就是说，你要根据。这些观念，不只是观念，你要把它化为可以操作的什么的做法，然后每个时间都去做。
In other words, you need to practice. These are not mere concepts to mull over in your mind. It's not just intellectual. These are things that you can actually practice in your everyday life.
那不清楚的话，下个礼拜再来啊。
And if it's still not clear and still kind of confusing, then come next week and we'll continue the discussion.
好，这就跟各位供养阿弥陀佛。
It's an offering to all of you.
Please stand up. 请起立。
啊，请不要跟我作对啊。
Please don't oppose to me in my opposition.